This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Democrats will once again try to give cities special privileges to buy apartment buildings. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the goal is to preserve affordable housing.
The idea of the right of first refusal is that when certain apartment buildings are sold, local governments would get dibs. If the city can match the best bid, it has the ironclad right to buy the property and turn it into affordable housing. Lawmakers approved such a measure last year, but Governor Jared Polis vetoed it, saying it would disrupt the real estate market. Now, State House Democrats are trying again with a new bill that only applies to the sale of designated affordable housing.
We would like to ensure that should a property come to market, you know, and there's been those public dollars in there, that we can keep that as affordable.
That's Democratic Representative Andy Basenecker, who hopes the governor won't oppose this narrower version. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
There is a shortage of therapists to treat people serving time in Colorado prisons for sex offenses. A new report from CU News Corps finds more than half of positions in prisons were unfilled as of last August. Holly Carpenter is a provider in private practice in Larimer County. She says the pandemic particularly made it hard to fill these jobs.
We've lost people because of the bandwidth of people. People went through their own stuff. People forget that mental health providers, therapists are people with our own lives.
People ordered to get treatment in prison have to wait until it's available, so they may stay in prison beyond their parole eligibility as a result of this provider shortage. The planned demolition of a funeral home in Penrose is now set for the end of February. The Environmental Protection Agency says the Return to Nature facility, where nearly 200 mishandled bodies were discovered, needs to be torn down due to the conditions inside. Work was originally scheduled for this month, but was delayed. The co-owners of the funeral home face charges including abuse of a corpse, theft, and forgery. You're listening to Morning Edition from CPR News. Coming up next, a Colorado woman is on Minnesota's presidential ballot.